Back in Orlando, Dennis Scott with 10 three-pointers. He's tied an NBA record. Gives it out to Scott. A long three-point shot. Drills it. Dennis Scott, 6 field goals tonight. All of them from behind the arc.
Before there was Steph and Clay, before the Rockets decided that two-point baskets were bad decisions, before basketball had entered a renaissance, the Magic had their own version of the 3-and-D player. Dennis Scott, or simply 3-D.
Grant feeds it to Scott, open out of the corner for three, rips the Nets again. 8 threes tonight for Dennis Scott.
On the night of April 18th of 1996, playing against the team that elected not to pursue him in free agency, and playing with the man who possessed the NBA record for most three-pointers in a game at the time, 3-D did something that no other player had done before.
Going into every game, I try to come out and just shoot the ball well. I got great teammates, and when I get hot, they all look for me, and it makes my job a lot easier when I get hot. Only thing I got to do is find a spot on the court and get open, and they look for me a lot on the break.
That night, Dennis Scott connected on 11 three-point attempts after missing his first 2 three-point tries of the night. He finished the evening 11 of 15 after the rocky start. Lo and behold, the man who possessed the record at the time assisted him on numbers 9.
To Dennis Scott, a three-point shot in the air. Got it. That gives him 9 threes in the game, one short of the NBA record.
10.
He lets it fly for 3. Good. 10 threes in the game. That ties the NBA record for three-point field goals in a ball game.
And 11.
Now Brian Shaw to Dennis Scott, a long three-point shot. It's good. There's the NBA record. 11 threes tonight for Dennis Scott. And 3-D pumps his fifth in the air.
That season, 3-D hit a career-high 267 three-pointers. And that year, the Magic reached their summit for most wins as a franchise with 60. Simply put, it was another magical year in Central Florida.